From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. North Korea sends threatening message to the U.S. Saturday, North Korean state media fired back at U.S. President Donald Trump for verbal attacks. An article referred to the president as an old lunatic and warned to, quote, be prudent if they don't want to meet bitterer disgrace and destruction. It went on to warn the U.S. that if it resorts to military action, it will face tougher countermeasures from North Korea. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Friday that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the United States.
We have been clear that all options remain on the table in the defense of our nation. But we do not seek, nor do we want, war with North Korea.
Tillerson made the remarks at a UN Security Council meeting in New York Friday. On Saturday, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah faction called for a massive demonstration next week. The protest is in light of U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's visit to Jerusalem on Wednesday. Breaking with decades of U.S. policy, President Donald Trump declared the Holy City as Israel's capital earlier this month and said he would move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Both Israelis and Palestinians claim Jerusalem as their capital. The move has stirred global condemnation and sparked angry protests across Arab and Muslim countries, as well as deadly clashes. It also prompted Abbas to cancel a meeting with Pence. Austria's Conservative People's Party reached a coalition deal Saturday with the far-right Freedom Party. The deal makes Austria the only Western European country with a far-right group in government. More on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of delegates from South Africa's ANC party gathered Saturday for a five-day meeting to elect their new leader in a divisive race. President Jacob Zuma, whose reign has been marred by scandals, will step down as ANC chief but remain as head of state ahead of general elections in 2019.
Standing here, I'm waiting for one leader to emerge whom I'm going to call my president.
The two frontrunners for the party leadership are Zuma's ex-wife and former African Union Commission head, Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, and Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, a wealthy businessman. Voting is going to be a complicated, contentious process, according to sources. Nigerian oil workers are threatening to strike indefinitely starting Monday. This after talks with Nkonde Energy Limited reached a stalemate. The oil workers union has clashed with Nkonde Energy Limited over what it says is the wrongful termination of some of its members. The walkout could begin Monday at midnight. Nigeria is already dealing with price hikes and fuel scarcity. The UN Refugee Agency reports aid agencies are bracing for another humanitarian emergency in Yemen as people flee from intensified fighting in frontline areas on Yemen's west coast. 1,400 people have fled from Hodeidah and Taiz governorates in the past few days. This following the recent fighting in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, and neighboring areas. Romania said goodbye to its last monarch, King Michael, Saturday after a state funeral. Well-wishers waited several hours outside a cathedral in Bucharest to pay their respects to the late king, who died in early December.
I have this feeling given by my family, and I have always thought that they are very important for the development and the improvement of our country.
King Michael ruled Romania twice before being forced to abdicate by communists in 1947. He was 96 years old. A mudslide through southern Chile left 3 people dead and 15 people missing on Saturday. The disaster said to be caused by torrential downpours. Much of Via Santa Lucia, a remote town in coastal Patagonia, is buried. 2 Chilean women and a male tourist died in the accident, according to authorities. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.